Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
I had my first 4th of July with a dog ever in my life.
How was it?
Well, apparently what I did was controversial. There are some people that are completely backing up what I did, and then there are other people saying what I did was I'm a monster.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I wasn't there for it.
For Fozzie's first 4th?
Right. We had plans, and those plans involved going to somebody else's house, and that person has a crazy dog. That dog often needs to be kind of like locked up while people are there, and bringing Fozzie just seemed like it was going to be a little bit of a mess. And I didn't want to be responsible for him going to the bathroom in their house if something happened. So bringing him wasn't an option. But we weren't going to cancel our plans for this. So I put him in his crate. And we said happy 4th of July, and we saluted him like Americans.
Obviously.
And we left.
You weren't with him?
No. And some people seem to have a big problem with that.
I do.
I think he's fine.
It's his first. What if the loud noises scared the dog?
Next year, it will feel like his first again, because he's not going to remember.
He's going to feel, he feels left out. He was probably scared. What is all that loud noises outside going around?
Certainly that happened. Certainly he felt scared. And I mean, like, what is the fireworks situation in your neighborhood? Is it a lot?
It's a lot.
Okay, then.
Oh, boy.
They're on the street. They're on our street.
How long do you think they go off for?
Well, a lot of the key players weren't there this year on the street.
Okay.
So I would say that we cut down, thankfully, the fireworks street show from, like, what seems like 40 minutes, probably was closer to, like, 15.
I mean, I think the dog is a dog. This is an example of when your dog is a dog.
But what does that mean?
It means if he has to go in his crate where he is safe and the noises startle him, he's okay.
And Kevin, he did seem to be okay.
Oh, wow. He's so brave.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we came back and I was kind of anticipating the worst, but he's like, there were no accidents in his crate.
Yeah.
Like, he was just kind of, like, chilling.
The only really bad thing you did was because you've never experienced what fireworks do to him. I would say, for the most part, most dogs, maybe they get a little weirded out by it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go much further than
that. Is that true?
Yeah. That's always been the experience.
How do your dogs handle fireworks?
They don't love it. They get a little weird about it. But then beyond that, nothing.
They're fine.
Completely fine.
Completely fine.
Now, I know that there are some dogs that react so poorly that they need, like, medication on 4th of July.
Oh. Yes.
Those, I think that that is way more the exception than the rule. The only bad thing you did was you didn't know if he was going to be that small percentage of dogs that just loses their minds.
Right.
But the odds were pretty much in your favor.
So I did say this to everybody, too, that seemed to have a real issue with me leaving my dog Fozzie on his first 4th of July. We made up for it afterwards when he ate a grape. We immediately took him to the vet and had him throw up.
You took him to the vet because he ate a grape?
Mm-hmm. Well, grapes, just like with fireworks, a small percentage of dogs, single grape will kill them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I think it is.
If you Google it, because I did.
I know.
I did, because I wasn't there when it happened. So I Googled it, because my first thought was, are we overreacting to this? But when you Google, can a single grape hurt a dog or kill a dog? The answer is yes.
Technically, to me, the if my dog eats a grape, it's going to die, is the same as pregnant women can't eat sushi.
Well, they advise against it, I think.
They do. But there are pregnant women, literally, there's countries filled with them that eat sushi and or even can't eat deli meat. Well, the odds, again, are very much in your favor.
but a risk is a risk.
Okay.
My point was that if you say we weren't cautious enough on the 4th of July, we had perhaps an abundance of caution after that.
So how much did that cost?
Get
you?
Off my back. That's a great question. I was told it was around $250.
Oh my God.
And I go, what'd they do? And she goes, well, they made him throw up. I go, couldn't we just like put him on a chair and spin it really fast or something?
Right. $250. I'll make him throw up myself.
Well, I thought that too. I was like, couldn't we have made him throw up? But I mean, I have had to chase things down what seems to be a big part of his mouth, and he never gagged. So
I gave him like Ipecac, right?
It was something intravenously because they gave him a thing. But okay, whatever. He got you back. Seems to be fine at fireworks. And TBD on grapes.
Right.
Text in your thoughts to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
All right. So we had a very interesting day last week. And if you follow us on social media, which you really, really should, at Gavin Wake Up Call, at Katie Wake Up Call, at Kevin Wake Up Call on Instagram, you would have gotten a sneak preview of this story, and you would have gotten to see a picture to back it all up. Our company had a field day. And if you don't know what a field day is, it's a bunch of
picnic games,
picnic, fun, elementary school type activities where everybody that we work with divides up into teams of people that you typically don't interact with very often, and you compete against each other. The very first event, everything went sideways. We weren't even 5 minutes into field day starting, and Katie went down. She was not the only one who went down. Within 10 minutes, there was a triage center set up at field day.
It's true.
What happened?
We were doing tug of war, and I wrapped the rope around my hand, and I believe the other person on the other team who also came out injured.
Oh, he was on the other team.
Correct.
Yes, oh. My team.
He wrapped the rope around his arm as well, his hand as well. Immediately when we start pulling, I feel it. And what I feel is my hand break. And I believe the same situation happened to him.
Now, what's amazing is, by the way, we work with a girl named Alyssa, who used to be an EMT, who made splints for their fingers on the spot, and she made them out of her business cards.
Yeah.
It was like living on the prairie. It was amazing.
It was very impressive. She even had medical tape like in her purse. It was very impressive.
You never know. All right. So now let's fast forward the story a little bit.
Okay.
You go see a doctor.
I go to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spiral fracture on my fourth metatarsal. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Oh, jeez.
Which means it's a fracture that just wraps around the entire bone. And what makes this situation even worse is the bone moved down.
Oof.
So now I have something called bone shortening, I think. Anyways, I have to see a surgeon. Trying to get an appointment with a surgeon when you have a very badly broken bone is shockingly difficult.
Why didn't they do it in the ER?
Why didn't they
do the surgery in the ER?
That's a great question. You would have thought that they would. But I believe, based on my experience with Sutter Roseville as of late, they don't do much there. So I call my doctor's office. The woman on the phone goes, yeah, we can't see you till July 29th.
What?
So I drove to my doctor's office and physically just stood in the lobby till I saw a doctor walk down the hall, and I held my hand up and I just pointed to my broken arm. And thank God, my doctor, Dr. Baines, great man, within 3 minutes of me getting there, I saw him. He pulls me in the back. I start sobbing because I'm just relieved that at least I can get through step one, get a referral for a surgeon. So he sends me, gives me referrals for like the top three hand surgeons. Oh, here's the other thing. Apparently, hands, not an easy surgery to do. You need like a really good specialist for it, because otherwise you're just screwed up for the rest of your life.
You know how I know that? Dr. Strange.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Here, if you're just joining us, Katie broke her hand at a forced company field day on the very first event. On the very first event in the first minute. Great question, everyone. Is it your right hand? Is it your dominant hand? Sure is. And now Kevin and I have to, like, carry her burden because she can't do things. All of the text messages she sends from now on are all voice text. So we have to put it through a decoder where we're like, I think I know what she means here. It's a fun game, everyone. It's a really fun game. All right. So here are some questions that I have real quickly. Okay. Yeah. What happens with comp? I know this is covered by workers' comp.
Right.
So this is what Kevin and I couldn't understand. Yeah. Okay. The other guy, because remember, there's another guy who broke his hand in the same event. He has surgery today.
Correct.
So how does he get surgery right away and you have to wait forever? Like, if it's on the company dime, which it is on the company dime.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with scheduling it. That actually makes it much harder.
It does?
Yes, because not every doctor will take workers' comp.
Oh, my God. What? And
the other thing is, I don't know if he has the same insurance that I have.
Well, okay, listen. All right, so this is why we're talking about this. And thank you for sticking with us for the story. If you happen to be a hand surgeon and you're listening to the wake up call, because we know you do, we have somebody, not going to say who might need your services and might need them today.
Today would be really great.
Don't worry about getting paid. It's on the company dime. So seriously, anybody willing to text in with some sort of contact information, we'd love to hear from you. 909-1065. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's hard to believe that once upon a time, Flavor Flav was part of one of the most important and influential hip-hop groups ever, ever. I mean, God, just listening to this song again. But now he seems to be a little bit of a buffoon. And yeah. We talked about on this show about how Flavor Flav said that he was going to bravely and patriotically step up and be the official sponsor for the U.S. Women's Olympic water polo team.
Right, because nobody was sponsoring them.
Nobody was sponsoring them. It was a shame. It was terrible. So anyway, I am proud to say that Mr. Flav did it, and he stepped up and he helped out the U.S. women's water polo team.
Okay.
He went on to talk about it. Okay, fine. People do that. When they do something charitable, often they want credit for it, so they talk about it publicly. It's what he did that I think is funny. And before I play it for you, I just want to point out to everybody, it's nice that he did this. I'm just saying, I don't think this is going to help that much. Here you go.
At the end of the day, each one of those girls, first of all, are going to get a Virgin Voyage cruise.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Each one of them are going to go on Virgin Voyage. You know what I'm saying? Virgin Cruises.
Yeah.
So each one of them going to get a cruise.
Okay. So in order to help the U.S. Women's Olympic water polo team, he's sending them on a cruise.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's not nice.
Right. I'm wondering how that's helping them.
Right. Well, there's more.
Okay.
There is more.
And that's incredible. Also, The bonus.
What's the bonus?
At the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the bonus is? Before I let Flavor Flav tell you what the bonus is for sending the women's water polo team on a cruise.
I'm going to guess free Invisalign. Something that you see on TV where they ship it to you and you make your own molds and then you send it back.
Flavor Flav is going to give each member of the team $1,000 each.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That is awesome.
You know, donating towards their families and all of that great stuff.
Again, I want to point out, it's not that I'm saying this isn't nice. That's great. That's great.
See, okay.
I don't know if Flavor Flav still thinks it's 1986, but $1,000 does not go very far.
Now, I'm trying to figure out what do the sponsors, like, where does that money go to? Okay, because...
According to Flavor Flav, it goes to their families and stuff.
Goes to their families. Okay. See, because the sponsors sort of help them pay their bills, right?
I believe so, yes. And Flavor Flav is treating this like he has a daytime talk show that just gave everybody in the audience something for, like, y'all are going on a Virgin cruise.
Yeah.
And then all the you know, the housewives that showed up to watch Flavor Flav's talk show, they're excited. These are Olympic athletes, though. They have a competition coming up.
I'm really confused by the cruise.
I'm confused by all of it.
Well, the money maybe came from Flav, okay? Maybe he actually... How many people could even be on this?
I was just about to Google that.
Like, he obviously didn't pay for the cruises.
Right.
Virgin stepped in and said, hey, we'll give... Because they probably thought, oh, a bunch of people are going to jump on now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get on this, too.
Yeah.
They didn't realize the only thing they were going to get was $1,000 and a cruise. It's just a joke.
Imagine you're on the water polo team.
Okay.
You've given your life to this sport. You don't have a lot of money, but you qualify for the Olympics. Upper echelon of a competition.
Yeah.
No one's sponsoring you. You don't know why. But then finally, Flavor Flav, reality star, former hip-hop icon, goofball, steps up and says, I got your back. And then he hands you a check for $1,000, no doubt followed by, don't cash that until the end of the month.
You want to have some white straight teeth? You got to smile real bright for the camera.
So, I'm just saying, listen, he did more than we did.
Well, that is true.
So, Flavor Flav, we salute you. You are a true patriot for stepping up and doing what 99% of this country did not do.
You're right.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you for being a patriot and supporting our Olympic athletes.
Yes. Amen. Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End. Gavin's phone scams on the
10th. So, the 4th of July is over, and the fireworks stands are starting to get broken down. But before they did, over the weekend, I called a guy who's responsible for running one of them to see if I could purchase something illegal for the purposes of doing something illegal.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Steven?
Yeah, this is Steven. Who's this?
My name is Raul. I got your phone number from Mark. He said that you are going to be selling fireworks.
Yes, I will be selling fireworks. I'm going to have a stand to be able to get them there.
And he says your stand's going to be in Citrus Heights, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. All right. Nice. I'm just calling to see if I can get something. I'm not sure if you have it or not. So I just want to make sure before I make plans, I want to make sure that I can get it from you.
Okay.
Dynamite.
Huh? Dynamite.
Yes.
Well, there's no fireworks in our catalog that's called dynamite. There might be something similar, though.
No. Well, like dynamite.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you'd call it. Like the thing that like dynamite.
Are you looking for actual dynamite?
Yes. That's probably a better way to put it.
No. This is just fireworks. We have some big things. There's something called a TNT barrel that's pretty big. I don't know if that might interest you.
Is it like an actual barrel of TNT?
Well, it's not as big as a barrel, but like it's shaped like that. It has lots of, it fires off a lot of things.
It's shaped like a barrel, though?
Yeah, but it's small.
I mean, it's kind of cartoonish, but okay. If it'll get the job done, it's like dynamite?
No, I mean, nothing is like dynamite that we sell. It's all, small-time stuff, just fun things.
Well, I thought it was like a fireworks stand.
Yeah, it's a fireworks stand. You know what fireworks are, right?
I do. I feel like you don't know what dynamite is.
I know what dynamite is. I'm not selling dynamite. I think you might be calling the wrong person. This is for a Little League fundraiser.
Well, I don't know what the difference between dynamite and a fire. What is dynamite to you?
It's an explosive. Red sticks that blow up and cause lots of damage.
What's a firework then?
A very small contained explosive that causes no damage. Just fun for people.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me just be honest here. Do you actually sell it and you just don't trust me?
I assure you, sir,
we can meet in person. You'll see I'm a very nice guy.
Get off the dynamite thing. We don't sell dynamite. This is just regular fireworks.
Okay.
Please, maybe you need to call somebody else.
What's the biggest thing that you have?
We have something called the opening show and something else called the Allegiance.
Okay.
So they're pretty big.
They
shoot off a lot of stuff. Like, you'll be lighting up the sky for a while.
Okay. Well, I don't want to light up the sky, but how many of those can I buy that would do something significant?
What are we talking about now?
Like, how many of those would I have to buy to, let's say, like, blow up a bank vault?
Okay, I think I'm done with this conversation. No. You should probably look up someone else to call. Please.
Hold on, Steven, are you there? Are you still there? Don't hang up.
I'm still here.
Okay, none of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Mark emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you, so this is a prank phone call.
What a huge jerk he is. Okay. I'm like, who is this maniac calling me?
It's somebody with dreams and hopes, and you crushed it, Steven.
God, I hope so.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
That means one thing on the Wake Up Call. It means that we're about to play Hang 10, and we're playing for Outside Lands tickets with caller 17, and that is you, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a refresher. You get three categories, and then you get 10 seconds for each category to name five things that apply to that category. and each one is worth a point. You need 11 points to win. You do, August 11th, you're going to Outside Lands at Golden Gate Park. You ready to play? Or should we get, let's give them a practice round.
Okay.
All right, here's a practice round. 10 seconds on the clock. Katie will give it to you.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name 5 vegetables. Go.
Carrots, celery, onions, tomatoes. Peppers.
There you go.
Okay.
And we'll let it slide because it was a practice round. Tomatoes are fruit.
All right. Enough with that.
I thought about that.
Now, guys, remember, I cannot keep score. I have a
broken
hand.
I got it.
And
too.
Now we can. Okay. Right. Okay. Now we're playing for real. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. In the 10 seconds, name 5 Starbucks drinks. Go. Oh.
Frappuccino, a latte, an Americano, a regular coffee, and a strawberry lemonade.
Oh, buzzer got you on that one. But yeah, listen, that was impressive. 4. That was pretty impressive. You're a coffee fan, or are you a barista?
I'm a coffee fan.
All right. Okay. Coffee fan. Sure. All right. I can tell you're so excited.
You can tell by his voice.
Yeah, you're so excited.
The barista.
All right, here we go.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name 5 items you would find in a junk drawer. Go. Mm.
Oh.
Rubber bands, pencils, paper clips, playing cards, and...
Oh, man. Yeah, 4 seems to be your sweet spot.
Yeah. You get to 4, your brain just shuts off.
And what's funny about a junk drawer is you pretty much could have said anything and we'd be like... Well,
when
guess
he said
so.
Playing cards, I was like, listen, I can't say no.
That's where we keep our playing cards.
Oh,
yeah, in the junk drawer. All right, so good news. You've got 8. You only need 3 more to win, and 4 seems to be your average. Okay?
Okay.
I believe in you.
Yes. Okay.
Kevin doesn't believe in you. I believe in
you. Right. He wrote it down on a piece of paper. He said, not this guy. Okay, are you ready?
10 seconds on the clock.
My little barista.
All right, ready.
In 10 seconds, name 5 vacation destinations. Go.
Hawaii, San Diego, Los Angeles, Puerto Rico, Paris.
We got to expand your vacation. San Diego and L.A.
Again, listen, though, technically literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, listen, David, congratulations. You got yourself tickets to Outside Lands Festival at the Golden Gate Park on August 11th. How about that, okay?
Awesome.
It is awesome. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, and congratulations. If you're going to take a bunch of pictures, tag us on all of them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.